Kevin Madden is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Madden Wealth Advisors, LLC, RWA, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Insurance and annuities offered through Kevin Madden, New Jersey Insurance License 893-4505. For the one and only, to the one who stole me once, and she's a friend of mine.
Take it easy. And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Your Retirement Radio with Kevin Madden of Madden Wealth Advisors. I'm Julie Smith. Thank you so much again for joining us each and every week. Right here, same time, same place, Kevin, and always good info being shared. And we have fun while we're doing it. That's one of the best things about this show.
Love what we do, Julie. Love it.
And the best part about it, Kevin, is we do. We enjoy ourselves. I hope the listeners laugh along with us when we just have those random moments. But the best part about it is, with everything that you talk about, the questions that I have or that listeners sometimes have called in and asked, and we think, hey, somebody else is probably wondering the same thing. You're helping people. Just in us bantering back and forth, somebody is soaking up that information that they didn't know.
I hope we're doing some good out there, right?
Right.
I mean, I get some great feedback from some of the people that call in, and then I go and I meet them, and they say they love the show. Remember the email we got?
I do.
The gentleman said number one fan?
Yeah, he was, and I loved it because I could hear that call, and it feels good to know because, of course, when we're talking, we can't see our listeners or see their facial expressions. But we just, again, want to thank you all for tuning in and thank you for the phone calls and the questions because that lets us know, you know, what kind of things you all want to hear us talking about. And obviously, there are the things that are sort of in the forefront at any given moment, like right now, inflation. That's a thing. That's a topic for everyone. Yep. We all feel that.
Taxes are another big one, right? So we just got done doing a series of workshops. In fact, we've been doing workshops, Jewel, since September of this year.
That's right,
Had about 150 people come to the different venues.
That's two different events?
No, it's actually, it was probably four different events.
Oh, you're talking about since September, yes.
Yeah, since
September. But you had a couple just like a week or two ago.
We did. Actually, we just got done last week. Last Tuesday and Thursday, I think I had the best turnout of the whole series that we were doing, Joel.
Wow.
It's very interesting, Joel, because we've done workshops, you know, throughout our whole career, but it seems people are in a different state of mind now, right? So, you know, pre-COVID, people would come, you know, kick the tires, ask questions, and some of them, quite frankly, are there just to eat, right? But it seems like people are more interested in learning, and they also are more interested in getting a grip on their retirement plan, right?
Yeah, we all, but especially retirees or those approaching retirement, things were really shaken up last year. You know, a lot of new question marks and new unknowns, and it really woke people up out of a little bit of a, I guess, an autopilot slumber. Not saying that that's bad. You know, if you have a plan and you're following along and you check in on it periodically, that's what you're supposed to be doing.
Well,
but now we were confronted with the unknown.
Well, it's very interesting you say that, Jewel. So one of the questions I do ask the audience is I say, hey, who in here has an actual financial plan, right? And what do you think the number, let's say there's 25 people in the room. How many people you think raise their hands?
Well, since you're asking that question, I already am guessing that it's lower than what I might normally guess. But please tell me at least half.
No, not even close.
What?
Not even close. So the first Tuesday, right, I did it. And, you know, the workshop consists of, I basically talk about us, who we are, you know, that we're fiduciaries. We don't work for any company. We work for our clients. We have access to all the insurance carriers. We have an investment platform if you want to get into the market, right? But then I kind of talk about, you know, an actual financial plan. And do you believe the Tuesday, there was about 22, 23 people in the room, like three people raised their hand. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of normal though, Jewel. That's very low, right? But then Thursday, get this, Thursday, I asked the same question, and then there's 25 people in the room, nobody raised their hand. I go, wait a minute, nobody in here has an actual financial plan?
Which, let me say this, in their defense, If they did not, then good for them for being there. They recognize, yes. you know, yes. the need to, yes. you know, but that's what I'm saying. Last year, I think, I don't want to say scared a lot of people, but I think that's exactly what happened. They realized, whoa, wait a minute. What if this continues to linger on in some form or fashion? Yes, things have gotten a little bit more back to normal, but we're not totally out of the domino effect
right.
and the after effects, right?
right.
Or what if it happened again?
So my response was, okay, so you know me, I like to joke around. I like to make people feel at ease. But I'm like, okay, so we all have buckets, right? So we all have this bucket approach, and we don't know what the left side of the bucket's doing compared to the right side mm-hmm. of the bucket. And, you know, we're thinking that, like you said, Jill, if COVID hits again or we're shut down again, you might not want to go back into the workforce. Can you retire? Can you stay at home and still collect the amount of money you need every month in order to survive, right? Mm-hmm. So that's basically what retirement planning is. It's basically, you know, cash flow and liquidity. So it was very interesting to see. So during the workshop, and the workshop, the topic was we're talking about taxes and how we feel going forward that we're going to be paying more in taxes, which at both workshops, Tuesday and Thursday, everybody raised their hand and said, yeah, we think taxes are going to go up in the future. It's very interesting how people do feel about certain things, right? So we started talking about, you know, Roth conversions. That's one of the subjects that we talk about. But then I got to the end of the presentation and I stopped and I bring up that financial plan I showed you, Joel, right. where I have the person's current portfolio
financials,
or strategy or lack of strategy or all their buckets thrown into the report type of one. And, you know, the likelihood of success and what it would look like 25 years down the road. And then we show them an alternative, how we can improve on what they're doing, but also how we can now show them how we can convert some of this money into a Roth, reduce their overall taxes in their retirement, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And give them more money that is tax-free to pass on to their heirs tax-free and avoid paying, you know, 40% tax on your IRA when your heirs inherit it. So really hit home to the people. It was amazing how the last couple of workshops, how many people sign up to want to come into the office and talk about our financial plan, but also, you know, hey, how can I do this conversion? How can I make my money more tax-free for my heirs and eliminate paying less to the government?
Okay. For the listeners, they might be, if you're tuning in for the first time or if you've listened in before, but you're thinking, oh, I missed the workshop. You know, I'd like to attend one of these.
Yeah.
You'll eventually have more of those. But
we're going to have more, yes. But, you know, Jewel, I can do the workshop via Zoom. So if someone out there.
Exactly. You're not missing out.
They want to get in touch with us, you know, either call us or email us. I mean, it's a 20-minute presentation, and I'll go through the slides and give a little talk about the slides. I can do it on a Zoom presentation, and I have done it on a Zoom presentation because it is very powerful, and it does kind of hit home. It's like, okay, what are you doing? Where's your roadmap for the future?
Right.
You know, in 20 years, what's your retirement plan going to look like? Is it still going to be able to support you? Is it going to give you the income you need? Because that's the biggest question people have in retirement is, okay, I do got these buckets, right? I don't have a plan. So how long is this money going to last me? And that's what they want to know. They want to know, okay, how can I collect my income, which, you know, whatever it is, 50, 80 grand a year, and still maintain that going forward? And then, you know what? I'd like to leave my kids a little bit of money. You know, I have all this money. I've been working my tail off for the rest of my life or my whole life. And it's my retirement nest egg or my hard-earned money,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like me. I mean, I have hard-earned money and I'd like for it to go to my children if I don't spend it all.
Yeah. And honestly, Kevin, if I'm listening right now, I would rather have that one-on-one because then you get all your time and attention to your questions and your situation and your scenario.
Yeah.
Not knocking the events, of course. Not knocking those
are
great.
There are some people that start asking, you know, questions and it's like, all right, buddy, you know, if you want to come in for the one-on-one, come in. But people are there to learn.
Yeah, that always happens in groups. Yeah.
Right.
But that's the beauty of it. Yeah. To our listeners, you have an opportunity to do exactly what these folks did at the seminar. Give Kevin a call. You can get on his schedule, sit down for that one-on-one, ask your questions, and then get started on your individualized written retirement plan, that one that huge number of people didn't have already.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy.
And I'm not making fun at all. I'm just surprised. But again, they were doing the right thing. They took that first step to be there to begin with. So you all can do that same thing. Take that first step just by dialing 908-681-8664. 908-681-8664. And you can get on Kevin's schedule. Like I said, sit down, have that one-on-one, or you can do it via Zoom, as Kevin said, if you need to do it that way. And this is complimentary, Kevin. Doesn't cost him anything.
No, not at all. Not at all, Joel.
All right. And so I'm just curious, what are some of the other questions that people had for you? Because again, I feel like if you've got the same kind of attendance at these seminars, or I think you told me even just a handful more than you did pre-COVID, that tells me, people, last year affected people and they've got concerns and like you said, or that changed their perspective on when they might want to retire, or they got used to spending more time at home or not having the commute, whatever it is.
Well, I also think, Jewel, that, you know, in the back of people's minds is if, you know, they shut the economy down or they shut, you know, businesses down, or, you know what, this virus starts getting worse. Do I really want to go into that office? And if my employer won't let me stay home and work from home, you know, do I really want to subject myself? So I think it does have people thinking, the older people thinking that, hey, you know, maybe I should get serious about my retirement plan. And we've seen that, you know, even with, like you said, Jewel, even with the questions people are asking nowadays, even with the attendance. So some of the questions that they start asking is, you know, they start getting involved with the taxes and the laws and the rules on how to do all these conversions. And, you know, at certain ages, I have to start spending money, which is RMD. So people want to know all about that. But then, you know, it's very interesting, Jewel. At the end of the presentation, I open it up for questions. And both nights, Tuesday and Thursday nights, do you know what the last question of the night was that I got from the participants?
It was the same question both nights?
Yeah.
What was that?
It was that bad word, that bad annuity word.
A word.
Right? So in my workshop,
you said an A word.
I don't talk about any products or, you know, really anything. Just, you know, hey, this is kind of it's more about the plan, right? Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, you know, in the last two nights, the Tuesday and the Thursday, the one woman raised her hand. She goes, can I ask you a question? She goes, what do you think about annuities, right? And I'm like, oh, okay, so you want to talk about annuities.
Right, switching gears a little bit.
You're changing it on me. And then Thursday night, I had the same question. What do you think about annuities? And my opinion and my response was the same. You know, I said, there's some that I like. Mm-hmm. There's some that I don't like. I said, you need to stop listening or looking at all the jargon and all the bad information or the good information that's on the internet, right?
Uh-huh.
Because it's all about what is your need, what are you looking to do, and finding the right solution for that need. And if you buy the right one for that purpose, you will be 100% satisfied, okay?
Okay.
And then, you know, they all, oh, they got tons of fees, you know, and it's like, yeah, okay, there's some that have big fees, but there's some that have no fees. So that's why I'm saying you have to sit down with somebody who's independent, who has access to all the carriers and all the contracts, and you need to learn about how they work.
Okay.
And then you need to learn about the crediting methods and the participation rates, because that's how you can grow your money and learn how the money grows.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if it's something that you like and you want to pursue, then you start talking, okay, show me some ones that will fit what my goal or my need is, right? So it was very interesting. I didn't bring it up. They brought it up to me. So people are thinking about, the market's been on a tear for the, you know, the last 10, 15 years, right?
They're definitely thinking more strategically. And,
more protection, more safety. I mean, you know, the last thing you want to be is, I call it the goal line, Jewel. You know, when you get to the 5-yard line and the goal line's right there and you want to get that ball in the end zone. Well, you know, if you're about 62, 63, you're in that red zone. You don't want to go backwards to the middle of the field or have half the money in your accounts that you have today.
You want to feel safe. You want to, you know, protect yourself. I think people are a little, is it weather beaten? Is that a word? Is that what people
say?
Well,
I mean, we've been through some great times. So, you know, but we still remember the bad times. So we remember the 2008s. We remember the 2000s, the 2001s.
Yeah, in terms of recessions. But even last year, just the fear at the very beginning of the pandemic, when we all, a lot of people just stopped their workplace, shut down. They were faced with, what if something like that happened again? Where would I stand if there was no going back to work? And people want to be prepared at this point. And as we say, all the time, the way to be prepared is to sit down and have a plan. As you call it there at Madden Wealth Advisors, that's your financial blueprint. And I think as we go into break, Kevin, this is a great time to each week you leave those spots open for the coming week, right?
Mm-hmm.
For radio listeners.
So what we offer, Jewel, is we offer people to come in to the office, or lately Zoom has been a Zoom has been
thing.
The office, right? So, and just kind of, you know, look at what the financial plan is if you haven't seen one before, right? So I'll kind of walk you through, you know, this is what we do. This is where we get the data from. This is where we get the information from. The information gets put into the software. The software kicks you out a report, and the report tells us, you know, what's your average rate of return? What's your maximum drawdown?
And the beauty
for your
of
portfolio?
This, folks, I can say from personal experience, he makes it so easy to follow, you know,
right.
these printed sheets of paper. I'm looking at it and I just couldn't believe. I'm like, oh, I understood this, because that's what worried me. I'm not a numbers person. I like to write. I'm a writer.
All it's designed to do, Julie, is to tell you whether or not you're going to have a successful retirement or not.
Okay.
So, Jewel, let's open this up for some radio listeners to call in and get on our calendar so that we can talk to them about putting together a financial plan.
Yeah. For those listeners who, again, are tuning in for the first time and aren't familiar, we do this each week. Kevin leaves spots in the upcoming week, the most immediate openings, specifically for our radio listeners. That's to show appreciation for you all being here with us each and every week. So, Kevin, you said, I know you like to usually go with the number 7. Do you have room for that?
It rhymes with Kevin.
There you go. There you have it. It's a no-brainer. And folks, again, this is complimentary. So the next 7 callers to dial 908-681-8664, you have the opportunity to get on Kevin's schedule this coming week. There is no time like the present. Of course, if this week doesn't work for you, then we can work out what does, and or you can schedule a Zoom, as Kevin said. Again, a show of appreciation for our radio listeners, 908-681-8664. 610-553-6953. And if you're curious about what you can find online, maddenwealth.com. Lots of great information about Madden Wealth Advisors and a lot of just retirement tidbits as well about, you know, are you thinking about A, B, C? As you said, kick the tires. You can kick the tires a little bit before you call in. So
actually, you know, Jewel, if someone is just interested in, you know, hey, what is this thing all about? I actually can email. So if they call us and they want to talk, and then I can email them that sample that I sent to you, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so they can get an idea of, okay, what does a financial plan actually look like? You know what I mean?
That's a great idea, Kevin. So, okay, folks, Kevin did this for me. He emailed me. Again, it's a sample. It's not somebody, you know, there's no names on it or anything.
Yeah, it's a mock.
Yeah, so I could see how he's basically using that software. He takes all the numbers, information, chews it up, and it comes out on my end nice and neat and easy to read. There's charts. There's all these good things, and I was so grateful. I'm like, Kevin, I can follow this. So, yeah, that's awesome if you can email that to folks as well so they can kind of have a feel for what it would look like once their numbers are put in. And, again, it can show you if I do A, here's what it's going to look like. Here's how long it would take me to get to my goals versus route B or C. So again, folks, your financial blueprint, you got to have a written plan. Coming up after the break, we've got a very, very big anniversary to celebrate. We'll talk about it when we come back with more Your Retirement Radio with Kevin Madden of Madden Wealth Advisors.
A recent study found that as many as 60% of American households are in danger of running out of money in retirement. That's no way to live out your golden years. So how can you make sure that your nest egg lasts as long as you do? Well, you can start by calling Kevin Madden at Madden Wealth Advisors. None of us know for sure what the stock market is going to do in any given year. That's why Kevin uses strategies that help your portfolio to grow when the market is up without jeopardizing your principal in years when the market is down. These strategies could help provide you with a lifetime of income, even if you live to be 100. Call 908-681-8664 to find out how it works. That's 908-681-8664 or online at maddenwealth.com.
Sunny day, sweeping up clouds away.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Radio with Kevin Madden of Madden Wealth Advisors. And no, you have not inadvertently switched stations. Some people are having a little bit of maybe flashbacks, like, wait a minute, I've got my kids.
Grandkids.
Yes, kids are growing out of the house. I thought I was free of this. But I, you know what? There's still a nostalgia for me to the Sesame Street
you know,
theme.
Yes. Joel, I did have a flashback. I did.
I know you did. Because when it's, you know, when the kids are little, it's so relentless and monotonous and over and over. But yes, they absolutely love it. And we want to say happy anniversary to Bert, Ernie, Big Bird, and the whole gang from Sesame Street. They just had the show's 52nd anniversary on November 10th. Can you believe that?
I actually thought it would have been more.
It does feel like that,
right?
Doesn't it? Because it feels like generation after generation
yes.
has been watching that show. It's
yes.
a class, and that is one that has transcended
mm-hmm.
generations. Because a lot of those things, it was cool for, you know, when I was young, and now my
yeah.
little nephew cannot be
yeah.
bothered. It's like,
oh, you gotta
it's
make
just
them
not
watch
cool
it,
enough.
You got to make them watch.
We try. We definitely try. Get them to sit still. They're all about the YouTube now. They don't even want to watch real,
yeah.
what I call real cartoons and kids shows. Since it's our job to educate folks about retirement, we feel compelled to point out this very important fact. In 1969, Big Bird could buy one of Mr. Hooper's famous bird seed milkshakes for just 20 cents. And that makes me think of my dad talking about the candy that he could get, you know, at
yeah,
the drugstore down the street.
My mother does
yeah,
that too.
Versus
yeah.
now. Well, today, that same milkshake would cost Big Bird more than $3. So from 20 cents to $30, yes, inflation is definitely a thing, even on Sesame Street.
Right.
Nobody is safe, you know?
Nobody is insulated.
No, not at all. So first, I want to tell our viewers again, hey, if you have any questions about anything we talk about on the show, which is getting ready to be inflation, you guessed it, just give Kevin a call, 908-681-8664. And Kevin, I know if you're on the other line, there's an answering service that's happy to take their questions or schedule an appointment as well.
Absolutely. They take your number down. We'll get right back to you. Email us, kevin@maddenwealth.com.
Mm-hmm.
Ask us anything you want.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. So, Kevin, there's a lot of talk surrounding the fear of inflation pushing us into another recession. And an expert says that we may already be in one. Dartmouth College professor David Blanchflower points to two major indices of consumer confidence that have dropped more or just as much as they did ahead of the 2008 crash. He believes that the U.S. will firmly be in a recession at the end of this year. Now, that's a scary thought.
I got to tell you, Joel, I see it already. I mean, I see
yeah.
prices increasing. You know, like gas prices are up a dollar more than they were last year. Food prices are up, right?
Yeah. So when does it, it might be a silly question, but when does the description go from
right?
inflation to a recession? What constitutes the difference between the two?
Well, the recession is basically when we have the indicators all get slow and the stock market, you know, starts to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
We're not hitting new heights because people aren't going out and doing what they used to do. They're not spending the
so
money.
So it's not
they used
just the inflation. It's sort of the whole
yeah,
picture, the whole domino.
It's yes, exactly. It's a whole domino effect that slows down our economy, slows down production, slows down and, you know, stifles the stock market returns that companies are showing us now, which have been tremendous. I mean, you know, last week we've hit new highs with the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to slow down. So what does that mean? That means that you're basically going to have to start either withdrawing more of your money to cover the same expenses that you,
yeah.
you know, were paying last year or the year before. And your portfolio has to start earning more. So,
well, and then before the break, we were talking about protection as you near or just
mm-hmm.
entering retirement. So given this inflation and then, okay, according what you're saying is you feel like we're in a recession now.
No, we're feeling in the inflationary effect. So
yeah.
things are costing us more. So when you go out in your car today, Joel, and you
mm-hmm.
drive around or you go out this evening or wherever you go, you'll notice that things are more expensive now
yeah.
than they were a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So as a result of that, you're only making so much money a year, whether it's from your retirement plan,
mm-hmm.
if you haven't adjusted it for inflation, or, you know, like you and I are both working, so our salaries are, you know, what they are. So
mm-hmm.
if they don't increase, then you don't have more money to spend.
Yeah.
And put that gas in your car that costs a dollar more, so you'll travel less, right? Maybe you'll go to the beauty parlor, Jewel, less, right?
I don't like the sound of that.
Right? You maybe you'll just get it trimmed instead of a full cut,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, you're right. You start making adjustments everywhere.
Yes, it has a trickling effect, and, you know, all of a sudden it's costing you more. You got less in your checkbook every month, and you're like, okay, where'd all the money go?
Exactly. What are some steps that people can take to protect their savings in this scenario?
It's all about, again, we say it all the time, Jewel, it's all about planning. So when we build these financial plans, we do have an inflationary protection in that plan. So what does that mean? It means if we build you a plan, let's say you need $100,000 today, right?
Right.
5-10 years from now, you're not going to still get the same $100,000. We're going to increase that amount every year so that you can have more buying power in the marketplace.
Okay. All part of that financial blueprint. Have to have it written down so that you can follow it and make the adjustments as needed. As the world around us changes constantly.
It is changing.
It's all in the preparation, Kevin.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of, you know, is inflation a long-term thing or a short-term thing? That's the big question right now. So, Jewel, that's why you can't have these bucket approaches where you just take money from here. It all has to have a plan. So I encourage people to take advantage of our services. Let's put together a financial plan for you so that there's no surprises for you in the future.
908-681-8664 is the number to call, folks, to do just that.
So, Jewel, I just want to say this. Last Thursday was Veterans Day. We want to thank all the veterans out there listening to us. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you.
Oh, beautiful. For heroes proved in liberating strife.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.